Happy April Fool's Days, everyone! Welcome to This Week in Rowlett, your go-to source for all the latest news, events, and developments in our vibrant city. I'm your host, Brittany Farr, Director of Economic and Community Development for the City of Rowlett. Whether you're a longtime resident or new to our community, there's always something exciting happening here in Rowlett. So let's dive in and explore what's going on in our city this week. The Spring Farmers and Craft Market starts this Thursday. Swing by the downtown Rowlett Green after work every Thursday between now and June 27th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. to enjoy a variety of food trucks and visit with local vendors while shopping for produce, flowers, meats, honeys, eggs, crafts, and more. Kidfish is this Saturday, April 6th from 9 a.m. to noon at Community Park. Let's go fishing. This is a fun, free family event designed to foster a love of fishing and the great outdoors. 500 pounds of catfish will be released into the pond at Community Park prior to the event, and awards will be given out for the longest fish winners in three age groups. The Total Eclipse Watch Party is Monday, April 8th from noon to 3 on the downtown Rowlett Green. Activities will include a live DJ, rocket ship bounce house, food trucks, and educational programs to learn more about this astronomical event. Free solar eclipse glasses from the Rowlett Public Library are available for event attendees while supplies last. Join us on the dark side of the moon for this once-in-a-lifetime experience. We're holding two public meetings at City Hall in April so you can come learn more about the four propositions on the May 4th bond election. These meetings will be held on Thursday, April 11th and Tuesday, April 23rd, both starting at 6:30 p.m. To learn more about the bond election, visit rowlettbond.com. There are two council meetings at Rowlett City Hall this week. The council work session is on Monday, April 1st and begins at 6 p.m. Then on Tuesday, April 2nd, the City Council regular session starts at 7 p.m. As always, you can stream those meetings on rowlett.com/streaming. The library has a creative writing program for adults who love to write for the fun of it. It's called the Writing Salon, and it's the first Friday of the month at 10:30 a.m. Write what you choose. Poetry, freeform writing, creative writing, memoirs, or fiction. Creative prompts will be provided for inspiration. The library is also teaming up with Keep Rowlett Beautiful for the Planets vs. Plastics Poetry Contest. Deadline to enter is April 6. It's open to all ages, and winning entries will be displayed as posters at the library. Hey seniors, have you ever wanted to explore downtown Dallas but didn't want to go alone? Join us for the Seniors Field Trip to Downtown Dallas on April 5th at 9:30 a.m. There is no charge for the trip, but registration is required. Call 972-412-6170 to sign up. Here's another trip for our seniors. Spring is the most beautiful time of the year to visit the Fort Worth Botanical Gardens. Join us for a Seniors Field Trip on April 10th at 9 a.m. and immerse yourself in a blooming wonderland. This one is $25 per person, and you need to call 972-412-6170 to sign up. Get ready for an unforgettable outdoor adventure. It's the family campout at Pecan Grove Park on April 13th and 14th. Registration is open for this popular annual overnight campout. Set up your family's tent and enjoy challenges, activities, and games designed for all ages. Do you know a child interested in volleyball but has never played? The MVP Volleyball Skills and Drills class are a great opportunity for them to learn the fundamentals in a fun and supportive environment. It's every Tuesday at the Community Center from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., ages 8 to 15. And here's something from our fire department. Dallas County is holding virtual and in-person public meetings to gather input to update the hazard mitigation plan. Your input will help them analyze potential hazards affecting residents and recommend possible actions to reduce their impact. That's happening on Wednesday, April 3rd at 5:30 p.m. For information on the in-person and virtual meetings, check out the link in the show notes. And that wraps up another episode of This Week in Rowlett. For more details on any story or event I've mentioned in today's episode, make sure to check out the show notes in the description. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms to stay connected and up to date with all things Rowlett. Links to those are also in the show notes. Hope to see you next week, Rowlett!